Hello, and welcome to the Cute Critters Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about mice as pets. Mice are often known as dirty, but they can be cleaner when kept as pets. Overall, mice are clean and great pets to care for. How do you care for mice? First, you will need a cage. According to the Ottawa Humane Society, mice should be kept in a cage with a minimum size of 18 inches long by 12 inches wide by 12 inches high. They say for each additional mouse, you should increase the floor space by half a square foot. This is a sufficient size, but bigger is always better, especially if you have a large group of mice. Now you're probably wondering, do mice live together in the wild? Female mice in the wild will live in groups. Male mice in the wild usually live alone. When keeping them as pets, you have to follow those rules. Males should not be kept together. Also, it's okay for a neutered male mouse to be kept with a female group. What should you put in a mouse cage? You should put some type of bedding at the bottom of the cage. It should be about 3 inches high, but more is better. Paper bedding is often used for small pet cages like mice and hamsters, because it is easy to know what areas your pets have gone to the bathroom in for cleaning, and it can be very warm and fun to dig in for the pet. Another great type of bedding is aspen bedding, because it is similar to paper bedding, doesn't harm the mice like some other types of wood, and has a natural look. You should also put some toys in a mouse cage. It is important to provide toys for chewing and climbing. You should provide a wheel, two or more hideouts, depending on how many mice you have, ropes or branches for them to climb on, perches, foraging toys, and chew toys. You can also give them cardboard tubes and boxes to play with and chew. Paper is fun for mice to use so they can build nests and dig. If you give them a pile of hay, they'll use it to make a nest. What do mice eat? Mice are omnivores, like us, so they eat a wide variety of things. You should give them mouse pellets. Rat pellets are also fine. You can offer fruits and vegetables. Don't give fruits and vegetables in very large quantities, just as treats or additions to their food. Mice are small, so they will need tiny pieces of fruits and vegetables. Mice can also eat things like dried mealworms as a treat or have some mouse-safe nuts occasionally. You should feed your mice twice a day. Mice are often considered skittish and hard to handle, so they may not like handling and may not be the best pets for children. Mice are pets that sometimes prefer to be left alone, but they do like when you take them out to play or feed them. You might also be able to pet them if they let you, and you can still grow a bond with them. Mice can make great pets for the right person. Maybe mice are the right pet for you!